stand up for myself on the inside, I'll draw somebody who tries to dominate me. Mm-hmm. And they'll dominate me until I stand up for myself. Mm-hmm. If I won't claim my abundance, then I'll attract lack to me until I get to the point that I say, well, I've had enough, I'm going to do something about it, I'm going to the Millionaire's Mind Workshop, or whatever you say. You know what I'm saying? You know, in other words, which is symbolic of your desire to have abundance. You see what I mean? But if you were to go ahead and on the inside, go, hey, I'm abundant as a child of God. I deserve abundance as a child of God. I'm a wealthy child of a wealthy father. You claim it on the inside, then there's no need to attract situations on the outside to get you to come to that conclusion. And even better than that, you start to draw things to you that reflect that belief that you have about yourself, that you deserve to have it. The witnesses will come. To me, it's either you either get a witness or a lesson. Right?
Yeah.
You're either going to draw a witness to what the truth is, or you're going to get a lesson that will create an internal shift so that you will recognize what the truth is. I'm tired of the external circumstances forcing me to make the internal shift. I'd much rather get some witnesses to my internal beauty and then allow that to be witnessed to me, and then I share it, and then it comes back to me again. Right?
Right.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to do the last paragraph as a way of closing this, but I'm gonna stop right now, and we're going to do the love offering, and then we're going to do a quick tenet. It feels just like it did all those other times when you did it every day. You know what I'm saying? You got upset 20 times a day, right? Now you get upset one time a day, but when you upset that one time a day, you upset. So, you know, so just realize you go internal shift, internal shift, internal shift.
Shift happens.
Don't forget that. Shift happens all the time. So thank you for sharing. It allows us to continue to be here also. Thank you. You pass that. You want to announce the analytical process. It's a remembering process. I call myself not so much a teacher. I see myself as an official reminder. You know, I'm just here to remind you of what you already know over and over. And you can't be reminded too much because when you leave out of the door, you hear just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And what you're hearing is your own subconscious mind that hasn't had a chance yet to absorb the truth that you're absorbing right now. So the outer world is nothing but your own hidden thoughts.
I have an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from tonight. So just in case I don't make it from the
day. My sister, she was born on the 2nd of December, I was born on the 15th, and she was talking about, she was looking at her birthday cake, and she said it had 65 on it. And she was saying how it just looked strange. So she said, well, whose birthday is that? Because on the inside, she couldn't relate. Yeah. And that's the same way I feel. It's like, I feel just like the same little girl that ran around the yard and played when I was six. I just have more external changes and situations that I have more life experience. But who I am is essentially unchanged. There is a part of me that looks like it's witnessing everything. You know, that never gets touched by any of this. It's just wicked. So the older I get and the more I study the truth, the more I seem to be getting in touch with my witness self. So it's interesting when I look at it.
I'm hoping we still feel like that at 80, like being at 80 and 85, don't you?
Yeah, definitely on the inside. I also want to break my attachment to the body.
Yes.
I want to appreciate my body, but I don't want to be attached to my body because I'm not my body.
Yeah.
And my body is the means of communicating and relating in this plane right now, but it's not my ultimate identity. And so I think the whole aging process becomes more challenging if I'm overly attached to my physical body. And what people don't know is that, you know, your consciousness and your mind and your ability to create through your consciousness should be compensating for what appears to be a lack of physical ability like you had when you were 20 years old. You know, you should be able to do more with your consciousness now. You should be able to accomplish more through being as opposed to making and doing and earning and paying. So if you get caught up in the world, then you become older, but your mind is rooted in the world's beliefs, so you don't have as much of the physical dexterity as you did when you were 20, but you have all those same old attitudes, so you're crucifying yourself about the changes in your body. Because you still want to get over by how you look. And you gotta get it up. That's not saying you can't look good, but it just don't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might feel like I'm 20 years old on the inside, but I don't look like I'm 20 years old on the outside. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't love myself, then I'm judging myself and not appreciating the gifts that every age has to offer, because every single age has a gift. And people miss that gift because they're too busy buying into the commercials. And they're too busy buying into the illusions that the world put on us. You know what I'm saying? So just keep in mind that you are not a body, you are free. And you have a body, but you are not your body. And your body will actually age and more gracefully as you break identification with it.
Cool.
And you do that by not trying to pretend you're not a body. The Course says you do that by seeing your body as sinless and seeing your body as guiltless. So don't walk around, "I'm not a body" in that sense. It's like, no, my body is neutral. My body is sinless. That's how you do it, by not attacking it. Because you attack it every time you think it doesn't fulfill a fantasy. And I'm going to talk about that in class coming up. It's really powerful. It's a section in the Course that talks about that whole thing. It's unbelievable. It gets into that whole thing about how you attack your body for not fulfilling your fantasies, and that's what kills it, and that's what makes it sick. Because you're mad at it.
Because
it's not getting me what I think it should. You know, it's betraying me. You know, I walk into the room and nobody's running to pounce on me. What's the problem here? You know, body. What's the deal? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're supposed to be making me attracted to people. You're not doing your job. You see? But your consciousness is truly what's attracting the people in your life to you, not your body anyway. You know? And as your consciousness shifts to a more helpful consciousness, then you attract more loving people. And that's what's truly valuable. All right?
You know, at 55, you get a senior discount at McDonald's for coffee.
Is that right? Well, I'll be 56, so I'm already getting there.
You get coffee and Coke.
Yeah, but that's good. I'm glad there's a benefit.
There's some good stuff.
Yes, yeah, so coffee and Coke. I'm raring for my birthday now. I'm looking forward to it now. What's really amazing is how fast the whole thing is going. Because the happier you are, the faster time passes. When you're having a horrible time, you notice that when you're having a horrible time, how slow time passes. Like you're on a date with somebody and you can't stand how the clock just comes. You know, if you're in a situation where you're unhappy, you notice the time slows down. If you're in a situation where you're happy, it looks like it's over before you know it. And so as you become happier, it will actually look like everything is going faster. That's why you want to get more in touch with your eternal identity. Because joy cannot be contained within a body. You know, you can't contain what we are within a body. It's bigger than this, you know. And who you are is bigger than this. You know, you're incredible. You're far beyond your wildest dreams. You're fantastic.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Stop you. I'll see you. Sunday at 1 o'clock is the next Course in Miracles class. And it's at 12 noon, the 11 o'clock service. You know, it's also cool. Come check out. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Got some spare classes up here for sale, too.
Where's the notebook for classes?
It's up here. Thank you, brother.
Yes, ma'am. You want this one,
brother? Sure. What is this?
11:30.
I'm just kidding.
temporary pain. I can deal with temporary.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
Whoa. I'm doing it.
It was halfway.
Attraction is only temporary. It's your life that's bringing them in.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.